We're doing more brachas. We're up to Laman Alpha, Laman Alpha. Tan Rabbanan and Nimtim Nit Pele Lom Tochtim Lom Tochtim Bar Alacha Lam Tochtim Alacha Psuka. Interesting terminology. It doesn't say what you should do. It says you don't, other than you don't stand to daven out of sitting in jurisdiction, in justice, on court, not out of a halacha, but rather out of halacha pesuka. So here you see there is din, which would seem to be halacha. There is tvar halacha, which we think is halacha. No. You want to go daven, you have to have a halacha psuka, something that is so clear, you don't have to think about it anymore. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. You don't want something that's going to keep your mind wandering. Did it mean that way? Did it mean that way? Something very clear. And there are halachos that require thought. And then there are halachos that are very clear cut. Okay, so take a halacha that's very clear cut. And that'll make you happy, and you'll enter your tefillah out of happiness of learning halacha.
You should learn a halacha that's very clear.
Yes, learn a halacha that's very clear, and from that go into davening. Hey, chidami halacha psuka. What's an example of that? Amar Abaye kiad Rabbi Zera. An example of that is what Rabbi Zera taught. Amar Rabbi Zera said, "No tzarech miru al atzman." The daughters of Israel accepted the following stringency upon themselves. Shafilu roti patdam kechardal yoshevot ala shiva nikim. Even if they see the slightest drop of blood, they treat it as though they became a zava, and they wait 7 clean days. Technically, when a woman sees her period, so then we say there are 7 days to her period, and after those 7 days, she checks that she's clean, she could go to mikveh. Then you have a woman who sees a flow during the time that's not her period. She isn't expecting her period. Just after she had a period, for the next 11 days, anytime she's going to see spotting or the like, so then we say that's zava. That's called a flow. That's not her regular period. And that defiles the woman. So if she sees one day, so she just waits a day. See, she's okay, and then she could go on with life. She goes to mikveh and go on with life. But after 2 and 3 days, so then she must wait 7 clean days to ensure, 7 clean days, the Torah says, then she goes to mikveh and brings a korban. Now, here the woman had a drop of blood. So technically, even if it's not during the time when she should have her period, all she should have to do is wait one day. But no, they accepted a stringency on themselves. Maybe it's her period, so she should just wait till it's over, wait 7 total days, even if all 7 days she's menstruating, but at the end of the 7 days, if she's clean, she should go to mikveh. No, they waited as though it was not only her period, it was a time outside the period, and wait another 7 clean days. So that's a stringency they accepted upon themselves. That's halacha psuka. Simple halacha. You want to know what the halacha is? Wait a second. Here it says, hechmiru al atzman. They took on a stringency. Yeah, but today it's a halacha. You want a dry halacha? Even though the halacha involves the history that it started out as a chumrah, today the halacha is cut and dry. Even if a woman has the slightest spotting, she has to wait 7 days in which she checks herself and she sees that she's clean, and only then go to mikveh. It's not biblical, but it is a halacha. Chava amar kiha, Rava says an example of halacha psukah is the following. Kihad Rav Hoshaya, damar Rav Hoshaya, marim adam al tvuato machnisa bemot shela, kedei shetehe bemto ochelet, uptura min ha-ma'aser. We have the following halacha, that when a person brings in his grain after he has removed the chaff, meaning there were stages, you'd harvest the grain, then you'd thresh the grain to separate the grain from the stalk, then you throw up the grain after you've broken the chaff on the grains, you throw it up into the air in a windy area, and the wind blows away the chaff, and the kernels fall to the ground, and then you have the clean kernels. You bring them into your house, and you make a pile. The Torah says, when you take grain that you've already cleansed from the chaff, bring it into the house, so you have a relatively finished product. Bring it into the house and make a pile, so then it is obligated biblically to take off trumas and maaser. Now, there were 2 stages. There was making a pile, and after you make the pile, so you bring it into the house. You bring it into the house and then make the pile. But if you brought it into the house and you did not cleanse the grains, so then technically that grain is not ready to be chayv and truma and meiser. And it isn't, because it never underwent that stage of being brought into the house as a finished product, as grain that's been finished. So that's a halacha psuka, that a person may do this trick of bringing in the grains when they're still with the chaff, because in doing that he gains that he could let his animals eat from it, and it's pater for meiser. He himself can't make a complete meal out of it, but technically he's allowed to use it as animal feed, because it has never undergone the biblical procession of becoming obligated in meiser and trumas and meisros, because he didn't bring in a finished product home. So that's a halacha that you could say. You want a halacha psuka, that's a halacha psuka. V'ibaytem ha-kad Rav Huna, t'amar v'huna amar av ze'ira, makizdam bevimat kodshim, asur ba'na u'mo'alin bo. Another simple halacha is that if a person lets blood of an animal that's a dedicated animal, so then you're not allowed to use that blood as fertilizer. You're not that, even though it's not the animal anymore, you took it out of the animal, that blood, if you'd want to use this fertilizer, is prohibited. That's called stealing from the dedicated animals. The rabbis did like our Mishnah, that they'd enter their Shmona Esrei out of seriousness, a recognition that Hashem runs the world. And Rav Ashi did like the Braisa, that he would always learn a finished halacha before his Shmona Esrei. So I guess today, taking a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and learning one halacha before each tefillah would constitute this. And if you do that, you achieve that you fulfilled this halacha, you also achieve that you'll cover three halachas a day, you'll become a big Talmud Chacham in no time.